You were listening to the Green College Lecture Series, sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. You can also download the podcast at www.citr.ca. For details on upcoming lectures and other free public events at Green College, visit www.greencollege.ubc.ca and click on the events calendar. Tune in next week to hear more from the Green College Lecture Series.
Boutros Ghali, put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. That was my Star Spangled Banner tribute to Mr. Obama for getting in once again for the next 4 years. Thank God. I think the whole world sighed a huge sigh of relief when good old Republican Romney didn't get into power. So I thought I'd start off this week's show with a little bit of a tribute to America, the goodness of America, and what better way to start the show than playing the Star Spangled Banner, well, Jimi Hendrix version of the Star Spangled Banner. I know it's a bit hard to hear that the melody in there sometimes, but I just thought it was quite appropriate because hopefully, you know what, Jimi Hendrix did his own thing in his own way, and hopefully Obama's going to do the same thing. There's a lot of hope out there for real significant changes. He doesn't need to be, you know, campaign to be re-elected or anything like that. And you know what? It's just a huge win for sanity all around the world when Romney didn't get into power. There's obviously been so many different things coming out on Facebook and Twitter and all that sort of stuff after Obama got into power. But I think my favorite Facebook little posting that I saw over the last 10 days since he got into power was a great picture. It was on Facebook, I'm sure you've seen it. A great picture of Big Bird with this, like, what the hell expression on his face. And it says at the top, and excuse me for my language, it says, "Who's unemployed now? Biatch." So I thought that was quite funny. I had a big old chuckle to myself. So once again, you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We profile music or musicians that take the positive route of action over apathy. And what better way to start with Jimi Hendrix, who was always trying to find that positive route and positive action over apathy. And you know what? Like I said, it's my big tribute to Obama. So moving on from politics, and oh, my one last thing is I'm really glad Romney didn't get into power because I feel that women's rights would have regressed by about 80 years if he hadn't. So I'm sure my fellow women, American women out there, are sighing a sigh of relief as well. Those ones who really understood what he was trying to get rid of. You know what? It is a huge, huge time for our CITR right now. We are celebrating this year our Diamond Radioversary. That's right. CITR has been around for 75 years. Can you imagine? With Discorder and it wasn't called CITR back then, but it was a community radio station out of UBC trying to promote local music and independent music. And I think we've stayed pretty well true to our motto from the beginning. And you know what? We always try and profile the musicians that are really making a difference in not only music, but around the world as well. So if you want to celebrate with us, we have a whole swack of stuff that you can be involved in. We're I know that we've got like a waffles day in the breakfast thing happening on Saturday morning. We have our big Radio Diamond anniversary celebration at Chapel Arts Center on Saturday, November 17th, and I'll be plugging it the whole evening tonight. We have such a great selection of bands that you can check out. We've got Carolyn Mask and the New Best Friends, Channels 3 and 4, Culture Shock, Miss Ma and Friends, Gang Signs, and Fine Mist. It's only $12 at the door, $10 in advance. We do ask you to also contribute with a donation as well, because I'm not sure if you all know, but we only survive through donations of you kind folk listening out there. We don't. We get very little revenue from our ads. We get very little revenue from different sources as well. We try to stay away from corporate sponsors a lot of the time, because we want to make our broadcasting as authentic and independent as possible. So go out and support the local music that supports the radio station that supports local music, and have a fantastic good time as well. So don't forget Saturday, November 17th, the Chapel Arts. It's our 75-year anniversary. I'm so excited. Up next, we have a band that I have just discovered, and I love, love, love. Another perfect example of the greatness that comes out of America. This band is called Alabama Shakes, and they've actually been around since 2009, but they've made a huge buzz this year with their first studio album called Boys and Girls. For some reason, give me one second. For some reason, the CD's not working. Let me try a different one. Oh, you've got to love the technical difficulties here at CITR. Alabama Shakes. Now, I don't want to give too much away, because I want you guys to listen to the... here we go. Yay. I want you to listen to this singer. But this singer has actually been compared to Janis Joplin, and she has a phenomenal voice. If you like any kind of blues, soul, rock, you are just going to love this band. They actually, a couple of the bassist and the lead singer guitarist actually met at high school in Athens, which is crazy, and they started to meet after school to write songs, which I thought was really cute. The new album was released in April, and it's called Boys and Girls, and it's actually peaked at number 8 on the US Billboard, as well as number 3 on the UK charts. And even though these guys have only been around for such a short time, they've actually been involved in a really cool initiative. ATO Pictures has announced the release of Turn the Tide, Songs for the Last Call at the Oasis, which is a companion charity album to feature the new film Last Call at the Oasis, which is in support of the global water crisis, which coming from Australia, where we have a really bad water crisis, it's something that's really strong to my heart. And I think that especially for countries like Canada, where we receive a lot of water, you sometimes forget that there's other parts of the world where not only are they accessibility to the water is unavailable, or they have to risk life and limb to go and find the water. I mean, there's women in Africa walk 5 kilometers and get are at risk of attack and rape just to get to the nearest well. This album also is it features Dave Matthews and obviously My Morning Jacket and the Alabama Shakes as well. And all the songs on this album were donated for free, and all the proceeds are going to the benefit water charities, including Natural Resources Defense Council, Waterkeeper Alliance, Environmental Working Group, and Food and Water Watch, because there are a lot of issues associated with water, not only the accessibility, but the cleanliness of the water, and and who's controlling what water and where it goes to. So without further ado, I hope you guys are ready for this, because this is going on my best of list, which is the next show that will be coming up in December. But this is Hold On by Alabama Shakes. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Everything's the way it is. CITR 101.9 FM is pleased to invite you to a birthday party celebrating 75 years of campus and community radio excellence for 30 years on the FM dial and 30 years of Discorder magazine. We've got a lineup of bands and exhibits to celebrate CITR's 75-year history of independent radio and support of local independent music, including Miss Marr and Friends, Culture Shock, Fine Mist, Channels 3 and 4, Karen and Mark, and the new Best Friends and more. Doors open at 8, bands at 9, tickets for $10 in advance or $12 at the door plus voluntary donation. This party is one part of our alumni weekend, and if you are an alumni, past volunteer, or current member, or are connected to the history of the station, this event is for you. For more details, visit CITR.ca.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps in the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we heard the one, the only, Woodrow Wilson Woody Guthrie. The reason I played him today is because he's actually, well, not him, but the studio has released Woody at 100, and that's where that song came from. It's an alternative version of one of his best-known songs, This Land Is Your Land. It's from the Woody Guthrie Centennial Collection. And this Centennial Collection is a 150-page large-format book with three CDs containing 57 tracks, which includes most of his important recordings as well. The set also contains 21 previously unreleased performances and six never-before-heard original songs, including Woody's first known song and recently discovered recordings from 1937, which is insane. It was actually released in June, which is pretty amazing. So it's been out around for a little while. So if you've got a folk enthusiast in your family or friend group, or someone that you know that just loves Woody, there you go. I've just given you a Christmas suggestion, a great present to put in the under the tree or in the sack or wherever you do give your presents at the end of the year. So for people that don't know him, he was around from 1912 to 1967, and he was a very famous singer-songwriter and folk musician. His legacy includes hundreds of political, traditional, and children's songs, ballads, and obviously improvised works. He actually frequently performed with his slogan, "The Machine Kills Fascists," displayed on his guitars, which I thought was brilliant. Many of his recorded songs are actually archived in the Library of Congress, which really shows the importance of Woody Guthrie, not only on music, but the American soul, collective soul as well. Such songwriters as Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Mellencamp, Joe Strummer, Billy Bragg have all acknowledged him as a major influence. Most of his songs are about the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. Obviously, it was a huge and important, impactful time in his life. He traveled with the migrant workers from Oklahoma to California and learned a lot of their traditional folk and blues songs, which actually earned him the nickname the Dust Bowl Troubadour. Throughout his life, he was also associated with a bunch of United States communist groups, even though he was not a member of any, which is quite interesting. So, like I said, this great collection of all things that are wonderful about Woody Guthrie are now available. So, like I said, go out and buy it, and you'll be the fave of this year's festive season. In the middle there, we had a great Canadian rock group from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that have released a bunch of albums over the last few years. They just keep banging them out. I don't know how they did it. They've actually released three albums since 2010, the first one being Learn and Burn. Why they're so famous, the Sheepdogs, is because, well, obviously they're pretty damn good, as we just heard. That's actually from their new album called The Sheepdogs, and the song was called The Way It Is. But what I was telling you was they actually beat 16 other bands to win Rolling Stone's Choose the Cover competition, which featured on August 18th, 2011. They were the first unsigned act to do so ever in Rolling Stone's history, and therefore that created a huge buzz. So it was brilliant for them because it gave them that opportunity to be really exposed to a wider audience and therefore get their music out to more people. They actually officially signed with Atlantic Records, so this is their first studio album. It's their fourth album and major label debut. And it was released in September 2012, and it debuted at number one on the album charts. The new album was actually produced by the Black Keys drummer, Patrick Carney. So I love that the blues bands are getting together to sort of really support each other. And you know what? I wouldn't be really sad at seeing the Black Keys, Sheepdogs, and Alabama Shakes trio somewhere out there at a concert one day. So all you concert promoters out there, please make that happen. I'd really love that. Just to be selfish, you know. They won three Juno Awards, and this is so cool. They were in a backyard they performed at a backyard in Toronto for Serve Stock, which is this great initiative that's come out of Toronto over the last few years. They did that in June this year. So basically every summer to benefit at-risk youth musicians and musicians and celebrities perform at a private backyard party, the location of which is only revealed to ticket holders, which is kind of cool. Serve, which is the non-profit that this show actually benefits from, works with diverse at-risk youth ages 13 to 24 in inner-city communities. In experimental education, they connect youth with the community, and that positively impacts both. The key to their success is the community service aspect of their programs. Their youth that they have in their in their clients' sort of base spend about 50% of their time while at Serve assisting others in the community, which gives them that real sense of achievement and giving back. So I thought that was a brilliant group to be involved with. So anyone in Toronto or anyone in Vancouver that wants to find out, just Google Serve and Serve Stock and you'll find all about it. So we're going to shift gears to another great American singer-songwriter. This is Cat Power's new album called Sun. Now, Cat Power has been around for a while. The album actually debuted at number 10 on the Billboard charts and sold over 23,000 copies on its opening week when it was released on September 4th as well. Cat Power is a huge advocate for access to clean water, which we talked about a little bit earlier on with Alabama Shakes. And she's performed at the Charity Water Benefit Gala at the Metro Pavilion in New York City as well. The event hosted by entourage Adriana Greener and model Jessica Stamm raised money to build water wells in the impoverished countries. And she's done not only that, she's done amazing things as well. In 2008, she met with humanitarian aid groups in India to try and help provide clean water and sanitation in the country. And she raises lots of awareness for charity water as well. So she's done a huge amount of stuff. She says that she, before a visit to India, she planned to visit a few hospitals with no water and then dig a well for a few schools and just do basic traveling to find new places for wells. So you know what? I love that she is not only a great performer, but she actually does something on her holidays, which benefits the larger community. So this is her song Cherokee from her most recent album, Sun. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Clear blue waking skies in the morning after, and memories of gold on the run flying around Was there a drunken cloud over someone just empty? A vision of a mountain, you say. So where'd it go? It was light and I held it like a child to be safe from the fires and from the falling down satellites, but still wondering. Damn, you always treat me like a stranger, mountain. Though you've seen the shadow between the city and what is mine, and fallen kids, all rising mad among their lost believers. Suddenly darker in their eyes and their broken smile. It's only what these kids will holler around. Well, there's a lot of selling land for hungry feet of answers, medicine for balancing things like seeing your ghosts. So thank God we're bright, said the lantern's brother, 'cause I don't know a thing about boats or the land I see. It was day and I stood there once again, climbing quick, when I knew you were the one throwing dying stars on our gathering. But he said, damn, you always treat me like a mountain stranger. Though I have never seen your shadows or fading lights, I'm just a rock that you'll be picking up through all years. Ages, always believing there's a canyon for every blind. It's only what these kids will holler around.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the beautiful, the wonderful, the Swedish Christian Mattisson, a.k.a. Mattsson. That's probably a better way to say it. A.k.a. the tallest man on earth. What a beautiful song. It's just, just pulls at my heartstrings, that one. That's from his most recent album, There's No Leaving Now, and that song was called Bright Lanterns. He's just great. We love Tallest Man on Earth here at CITR. He surfaced in 2006 via a self-titled EP, which was released on the Swedish independent label Gravitation. And the There's No Leaving Now is his third studio album, and it was released in June. He's actually been involved with the Yellowbird Project. He actually wrote the theme song for that called A Field of Birds. Now, if you've been a regular listener to Are You Aware, you know that I've talked about Yellowbird Project before in the past. Again, and I'm just giving you guys all these great ideas for Christmas. The Yellowbird Project is based out of Montreal, and it's melding the creative t-shirt art with artists and a great cause. So basically they ask a bunch of musicians to design their own t-shirts, and 100% of those sales of those t-shirts goes to the charity of the artist's choice. So it's a great way to not only wear a design that your favorite artist has created, but you also support something that's really close to their heart. And it's a great way to work out what your favorite artist is involved in, as a way to sort of inspire you maybe to be involved in what they like or something that is really close to home. So yeah, Yellowbird's been going on for a while. It's a great Canadian initiative, and it's something that we should all check out, and you might even find some suggestions for the old Santa sack at the end of the year. In the middle there, we had Grizzly Bear, who are from Brooklyn, New York, and they formed in 2002. This is their fourth album called Shields, and it was released in the middle of September this year. Again, there's a lot of it's a very distinct sound, Grizzly Bear. You can always, you sort of always recognize when the Grizzly Bear is playing, but I just thought that song, Speak in Rounds, was so beautiful. It had reminiscences of the last album, but I think they've caught enough of that so it's not too much of a cookie cutter, and sort of blended those beautiful licks that they have in their guitars into their new album with a bit of a difference as well. They've actually been involved with the Brighter Planet, which is a foundation seeking to help reduce our carbon footprint and take control over climate change. The foundation raises money to foster projects that help fight climate change and global warming, and helps individuals mitigate their own environmental footprint. So if you want to go to brighterplanet.com, the website's great. It actually calculates your own carbon footprint, which makes you more aware of what you're sort of putting out there into the environment, and maybe be able to sort of change, modify your behavior to make it a little bit more environmentally friendly. But we've got a whole selection of music to get through, and only, what is that? I've lost my 35, just over nearly 40 minutes before the end of the show. But before I play some more music, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the CITR's Diamond Radio Anniversary. This is Alumni Weekend, all weekend, November 16th to 18th. Like I mentioned, we have a great concert happening on Saturday night in support of CITR, where we're showcasing a bunch of local bands, which is awesome. And we also have some great on-air scheduling. It's the reunion weekend. So this weekend there will be some of the old scheduling, but we've actually got a bunch of alumni in who are jumping on the airwaves to host their shows from yonder years past, and some for the future as well. So it's going to be so cool this whole weekend. It's all celebrating the diversity and wonderfulness of not only CITR, but community radio as a whole, as well as Discorder, our great music magazine that comes out of CITR, which I'm sure you've seen around the traps. So like I mentioned, we do have our CITR Diamond Radio Anniversary concert happening on Saturday night at the Chapel Arts Center, as well as a celebratory brunch. You can find out more. I'll try and get the details of where that is and let you know at the next break. But if you're listening to CITR on a regular basis, please, please, please come out and support us. We, like I said, all our DJs are volunteers. We all give our time, and it's more time than what you'd think. It's not just this hour and a half that we're sitting here talking to you and playing you some tracks. CITR DJs work really hard to find the best songs for you out there and really put in a lot of effort into their show, just because they love music and they love the independent music scene, and they want to share that love with you out there. So let's make sure that radio stations like CITR thrive, and we can only do that with your support. So go out, Chapel Arts. If you don't have anything planned, you are going to the Chapel Arts on Saturday, November 17th to see a hell of a lot of good bands. $12 at the door, $10 in advance with a voluntary contribution to CITR. And you're going to have a hell of a lot of fun, as well as supporting a great community organization. But without further ado, let's get back to the music. The next song I've got for you guys today is Santa Gold. I love her. I will have her on my best of at the end of this year. I can guarantee it. This is from her second studio album that was released in April of this year, called Master of My Make-Believe. Master of Make-Believe, I should say. The record was actually produced with a wide range of different collaborators and longtime friends, including Switch and Diplo, and David Stike, of TV and the Radio, as well as Nick Zinner of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And it was recorded part in Jamaica, that I thought was pretty damn cool. She's actually been involved with Redwire, which is a It's one of Bono's sort of red organizations, and she released the song Brooklyn Go Hard as a download via subscription to support Bono's product Red organization. This is a brand license to partner companies such as, you know, the big ones, Nike, American Express, blah, blah, blah. I could say a hell of a lot more. As a way of really supporting and engaging the private sector in raising awareness and funds to help eliminate HIV in Africa. And as we're heading towards the end of November, everybody remembers that December 1st is World AIDS Day. And really get out there and support your local AIDS service organizations as they do so much great work for the community of not only of HIV sufferers, but the community at large. And we all have to support them and help them against the fight for HIV. So this song is called Disparate Youth, and it is by Santigold. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and you just heard Jimmy Cliff's new installation. It is from his album Rebirth, and that was World Upside Down. What a great song. We love Jimmy, and we love what he's doing. You must know Jimmy Cliff. If you don't, wowzers. He's a Jamaican musician, singer, and actor, and he's been around forever. He's the only living musician to hold the Order of Merit, which is pretty cool. It's the highest honor that can be granted by the Jamaican government for achievement in the arts and sciences. That's what I meant. And so he's been Over the years and years and years, as you can tell by that song, he's obviously got a lot of political and social justice kind of themes that he has throughout his song, throughout his songs. But in 1985, he contributed to the song Sun City, which is a protest song, and it was recorded by Artists United Against Apartheid. So at that time, apartheid was rife in South Africa, and there was no hope for any kind of democracy or equality in that country at that time. So a lot of musicians rallied around support of the black majority that were oppressed during that time, just to sort of to convey oppression to the South African policy of apartheid, which actually went a long way. The Artists United Against Apartheid actually did quite a lot to sort of raise awareness of the plight of the majority of South Africans in South Africa at the time. Rebirth was released in July, and it's a full-length album, and it's been a while, like I mentioned, since he's released anything. So you know what? He's still got it. He's still got that fun Jamaican feel, as well as trying to really portray some important information out there. In the middle there, we had Thievery Corporation with their song Sound the Alarm from their album of most recent to date, which was Radio Retaliation. It was actually released a couple of years ago, but you know what? It still has a great collection of songs. And you know what? Thievery Corporation is another great band. If you've never seen them live, check them out. And they are a band that really sings what they believe in around you know, just being trying to support people that are really feeling oppressed right now. They say Radio Retaliation is about an exodus of conscious people who are willing to acknowledge something is wrong with the official version in news and culture. Therefore, we need to create our own channels, explains one of the lead performers of Thievery Corporation. They've actually been involved in a lot of different compilations, and the most recent one was in 2007. Waxploitation released its Causes album, and they were on there. 100% of the proceeds of the Causes album went to three non-profits, Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam America, which do a great lot of work as well. Another thing that I wanted to mention not quickly, but before the end of the show, was to tell you about the Red Cross appeal. As we all know, during the election, or just before the election in the States last week, Superstorm Sandy came along and devastated a lot of the East Coast of America and up into Canada as well. Red Cross is doing a relief appeal right now. Please go online and help these people, because a lot of them haven't, still after what, 10, 11 days, haven't got power back on. And they really, really need your help. It's a tough time of year. Not only did they go through that horrific storm, but then straight behind it came that horrific blizzard. So people are dying in the streets because of this, and we really need to help our neighbors with sort of getting some recovery back to that area, because you see those devastating photos, and your heart really goes out to the people in need there. We're going to keep the music going. I know I've only got about 18 minutes left, and I've got about 25 minutes of songs, so I don't know how that's going to work out. So the next song that we're going to hear is by a noise band. That's probably the best way to describe them. I believe that they're the new jazz of the sort of the new wave of jazz, but with a very 2012 feel to it. I'm talking about Deerhoof. They're from San Francisco. They're formed in 94, and they've expanded their musical range beyond noise, as you'll hear in a minute. They're known for being unpredictable, fun, and really difficult to classify. I mean, which is great for them, because who really wants to be classified into a genre anyway? And they've always maintained that they never knew what kind of music they would create next, which is kind of cool, or even had an idea of what they were doing when they created it. They've released 11 self-produced albums, which is great, and they continue to tour frequently as well. In 2011, Deerhoof performed at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art in an event with Adam Pendleton from the Black, who was a former Black Panther Party chief and staff. So they've actually been involved in some pretty political things over the years as well. The new album, Breakup Song, was released on September 4th. The song we're going to hear from it is, which one? Mothball the Fleet. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
CITR is celebrating the 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space in the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
Hi,
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Brooklyn's own Yaysayer with their most recent installment, Fragrant World. That song was Regan's Skeleton. If you don't know Yaysayer, check them out. They're fantastic. I've seen them live and they will melt your face with magnificence. This album they've just released was released in August and it's their third studio album. They've been really involved with what's called Trek Stock, which is basically an organization that supports young people with cancer in the UK. This year they had a pop-up shop where they asked bands like The Foles, Block Party, Yaysayer to design a special t-shirt to help teenage cancer sufferers. These t-shirts actually raise fund for life-saving research and awareness through music, fashion and art collaborations, as well as organizing trekking experiences, which is pretty cool. So I wanted to give you a couple of little bit more of the update of the anniversary weekend before I say adieu until, I think, mid-December. Unfortunately, the next show that I am on, we have a preemption, so I won't be on at the end of this month, but then I will be back in December to give you my best of for 2012. But before I go, I wanted to do one last pitch for the radio anniversary. We have Give Us Your Love brunch happening from 11:01 until, what did it say? It's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I can't work out what they've said here. Anyway, it's at Thea's Lounge, which is at Crescent Road in UBC. It's $10 tickets plus a voluntary donation. And it's hosted by the amazing student staff and board of directors at CITR. So you can have some waffles, share some food together, and really celebrate the radio anniversary of CITR. I have one more song for you. This is Passenger. They're actually playing on December 12th at the Rio Theatre. They've actually released 5 albums. This is their most recent one called All the Little Lights. And the song that we're playing is Let Her Go. I hope you've enjoyed Are You Aware? I will see you in December for my best of. Once again, as always, be good to one another. Bye for now.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last, but dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes, maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart, 'cause love comes slow and it goes so far. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, 'cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
running low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you feel low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. When it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Hey everybody, welcome to the 7:30 show. I'm your host, 7:30. Had a lot of requests for this one. I imagine if you can, monkeys. Monkeys, first fighting with bones. And then they see a big black thing. This is a true story, by the way. This actually happened to me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Come on. Ah, bastard. Sorry, technical difficulties here.
Okay. Get this stupid. Hey, Eddie, take the single thing off. Do you have any idea?
If you press. Oh, it's not working for some reason. It should go.
Okay, I have an idea.
I meant to do that.
All right.